Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this episode of the Horsemanship Journey Podcast. My name is Shane Jacob, your host, and I appreciate you taking your time to be here with me today. The Horsemanship Journey helps parents and teens reduce anxiety, stress, and depression, and increases self-confidence, self-esteem, and hope. We do that by using horses or using lessons that horses demonstrate or that we learn from horses. Today I've got a subject on today's agenda. I wanted to talk to you today about worrying. Worrying is, we all worry about something to some extent. And a lot of times we're not really aware of worrying or that sometimes people can see that we're worrying, like, hey, what's wrong with you? They're like, well, I'm worried about, X, Y, Z. And we say that as if, maybe it's a badge of honor or we're just stating a fact of the way that it is. But a lot of times we just kind of accept it that worrying's a part of life or that it's okay or that we should be doing it. Like I said, a badge of honor, meaning that if we are worrying, that shows that we're expressing concern for something and that, it's okay to be doing. And I'm going to suggest to you that it's not. And that, as a matter of fact, that worry is a misuse of time. I had a friend that I learned a lot of things from when I was a young man. His name was Ron Chomko. I don't know. Shout out to Ron Chomko if you're still around, brother. He was from Broomfield, Colorado. And he told me when I was a young man that worry was a misuse of time. And he also told me, he didn't invent it, but he gave me the formula to stop worry. And I've been able to use that formula periodically throughout my life when I've recognized that I have excessively worrying about stuff and it works. Okay. To stop worrying. So I'm going to give you the steps to stop worrying today. But the thing of it is, okay, so let's just talk a little bit about what is even worrying. Okay. So let's just be clear on that and let's make a definition for it. Worrying is undesirable thoughts about the future. Okay. So it's things we're thinking thoughts about things that we don't want to have happen that could happen in the future. Okay. Say it again. Worrying is thinking thoughts about things that we don't want to have happen that could happen in the future. Okay. So talk a little bit about recognizing when you're worrying. Okay. Because a lot of times we just do it so much that it's just kind of a part of what the things that we do, and we're not really recognizing it. Or maybe if we do, we don't want to do anything about it. First of all, let's recognize it. One thing that happens is you're usually just frozen. Okay. You're just frozen in kind of like you feel like you're kind of frozen in time, and your mind is just ruminating and sometimes you're recycling the same thought again and again, or else you're going through all different kinds of different scenarios that could happen. And none of them are things that you want to have happen. Okay. This is worrying. You feel stressed out. In my mind, I like feel tenseness in my head. Sometimes I get a headache. I'm just like, I feel all this tenseness, almost clenching my fist. And I got a headache and I can just feel tense. I feel anxious. Sometimes your breathing changes. And it's an uncomfortable feeling. So just that alone, you'd think that we want to, but sometimes we get stuck in this just uncomfortable, and actually it can just become a comfortable place to be because we don't have to take any action. So the uncomfortable strain of it all gets something that we get used to and we accept it. So it first of all is to recognize it. Okay. And then, so if you feel these things and you can recognize it and you can become aware that you're thinking thoughts or replaying thoughts about things that you don't want to have happen that could happen in the future, then you're worrying. Okay. So, why did Ron say that it's a misuse of time? There's many reasons. And number one is there is serious health consequences. Okay. There was an article, I'm going to find it here. It's an article that was published in the National Library of Medicine, and its title was The Effects of Worrying in Daily Life. And that article stated, that research stated that worry and prolonged thought are processes that have been linked to negative health benefits that include coronary heart disease, heightened cortisol response, lowered immune reaction, and sleep problems. Okay. This is just to name a few. Okay. Because the thing of it is, worrying can lead to worse things. Okay. Worse mental health issues like depression, anxiety, overwhelmed, and other like personality disorders. Okay. So the mental health. They talk about the cardiovascular system. Worrying can increase your risk of heart disease, high blood pressure, heart attacks, and strokes. Huh. Digestive system. Worrying can cause heartburn, acid reflux, diarrhea, constipation, nausea, vomiting, and stomach aches. All right. And if that's not enough, the worrying can cause headaches. Like I said, it causes me headaches sometimes. Back and shoulder pain, body aches. Your immune system is going to be compromised. Worrying can weaken your immune system, reduce your body's response to foreign invaders. Reproductive system, that may be important to you. It's important to me. Worrying can affect can affect menstruation cycles, cause irregular, heavier, more painful periods, and increase physical symptoms of menopause, and have negative impact on men's impotence. Skin and hair things are, you know, and sleep, worrying can cause sleep problems. Okay. So, I mean, weight, we talk about obesity can lead to weight gain or weight loss. Okay. Excessive worrying can lead to weight issues also. So, just so many negative side effects alone that I'm trying to really make the case, because this is a serious thing. And so if you want to do something about it, you can. Like I said, I'm going to give you the three-step formula to stop worrying. Worrying also, you know, it affects the people around us. When we're checked out, you know, we're in the future. We're not living in the present moment. So when I say checked out, your thoughts are in the future and you're not really there for people. You know, say we don't really have the capacity to be a positive influence, to influence the people around us the way that we would really want to, I think. You know, if we were intentionally saying, how do I want to show up together today? How do I want to influence my kids, my spouse, and the people that I love the most? How do I want to be, and what kind of an influence do I want to be? And the answer is, you're probably not going to be showing up and being that person that you want to be when your mind is in the future thinking thoughts that you don't want to have happen. Okay, so we're just not there to be able to set a good example or to be a good leader when we're stuck in the future with thoughts about things that are just causing us so much angst and frustration and stress. Okay, worrying also, it affects our productivity. Okay, and our outcomes, our results. I mean, if you think about it, if you're just replaying thoughts or thinking about all the things that you don't want to have happen, if you continue to do that, you're going to create and manifest the things that you don't want to have happen. So there's a real truth, and it is a real reality, that thinking about things that we don't want to have happen leads to those things happening. So, you know, when we're frozen in our thoughts about the future, we're also not taking action in the moment about, you know, to get the things that we do want. So, so that's what I mean by a negative, it affects our outcome and our results in a negative way. We're not making progress towards our goals. We're not living intentionally. We're just kind of stuck. Okay. But we can talk about getting unstuck now. So there's three simple steps to stop worrying. Okay. And originally, this isn't my idea. I heard it from Ron Chomko. Okay. Taught me this, with one of my first jobs. And this, I believe, originally came from Dale Carnegie in a book that he wrote called How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. And he wrote that in 1944. And so as long as this formula has been around, not very many people know about it. So I want to make sure that I share it with you today and that you get the memo on it. The first step Okay. To stop worrying is to determine what the worst case scenario is. Okay. So think about the thing that you don't want to have happen that you're so worried about, whatever that thing is. Maybe you're worried about how your kids are going to turn out. Maybe you're worried about the harm that can come to them with the decisions that they're making. Maybe you're worried about whatever it is, right? We all worry about something. If you're excessively worrying about anything, or if you're worrying and you want, don't want to worry, the first step is determine what is the worst case scenario. Okay. I gave an example with my horse today in a weekly video that I do, and I have a 2-year-old horse that I'm going to step on for the first time. Okay. Now, I have had some thoughts about, I have worried about things that I don't want to have happen in this example. One of the things that I worried about is like, well, you know, well, what's going to happen? Well, and then I went through all the things that could go wrong on this first ride on this mare, right? And so I'm just worrying, and I wasn't doing anything. I'm just worrying and worrying and worrying. I'm not making progress. Nothing's changing. It's just things are probably getting worse from inaction. Okay. So I thought to myself, I did the first step. Okay. So the first step would be to determine the worst case scenario. So I said, Shane, what's the worst case scenario in this thing that you're worrying about? And I said, well, right now, the worst case scenario is I fall off. I get on for the first ride. And somehow I fall off. I get bucked off. She jumps out from underneath me and I hit the ground. Okay. And so that would be the worst case scenario that I could think of. So that's step one. Step two is to resolve to accept the worst case. Okay. So you accept the fact that if the worst case scenario happens, that you're going to survive, that you're going to be okay. You know, it's not going to be the end of the world, and that you will in fact be able to go on, and it's going to be a big deal. Maybe, maybe not, but you're going to survive it. Okay. You just accept the fact, resolve to say to yourself and really agree inside yourself and fully accept that if the worst case scenario happens, that you're still going to be okay. Okay. That's step two. This one might require a little bit of time, a little bit of thought. What I mean time is just think about it. Okay. And then just really kind of visualize that thing happening, as bad and as painful as it might be. And then just realize and see that even if it does happen, you're still going to survive. You're going to find a way to keep on going and to press on, even if it does happen. Okay. That's step two. So I said to myself, okay, fine. I hit the dirt and she runs off, and now she thinks that's the way life is when somebody gets on her back. And so I've got all that to deal with, and maybe I got hurt and maybe I didn't. But I thought to myself, you know, no matter what happens, if I hit the dirt, and I've hit the dirt plenty of times already, you know what I'm saying, in my lifetime, I've fallen off or got bucked off. I mean, I've ridden a lot of horses and I've came off a lot of horses. And if it's the next one, I'll be just fine too. Or I know that I'll be through it and I'll make it through it. Okay. So I determine that in my head. That's step two. Step three is to get unfrozen and to take action. Okay. So step three is now to do everything in my power to make sure that that worst case scenario doesn't happen. Everything within my control that I can do, okay? So I take action, I stop. And so what I did is, like, even today I'm out there and I'm doing my prep on the mare and doing all the things, all the measures that I know to train and prepare a horse for the first ride. That's what I'm doing in my example, okay? So whatever your example is, you just start taking action. And you do everything that you can possibly do to make sure that that worst case scenario doesn't happen. There's a few things that this process does. First of all, it takes you eventually on the third step, you're out of the future and you're into the present, taking action towards avoiding, making sure that the worst case, the best, doing your best to avoid, to take action that is going to help you avoid the worst case scenario. And even if it does happen, you've already resolved that you can do it. So this helps you stop the worry process. It changes your focuses to the present and what you can do. And you start moving forward. You start moving forward and towards your goals, and you end up getting better results. Plus, you just feel better. You know, worrying is just so uncomfortable and it's painful. And I agree with Ron wholeheartedly. It is a misuse of time. Okay. And it has such negative impacts for ourselves and our health and the people around us that it's just something that we want to be aware of and that we don't want to be doing. It doesn't help our kids. It doesn't help us have good outcomes. It doesn't help our futures. It's just not a good use of time. So let me just summarize the message about worrying. Okay. First of all, knowing what worrying is and just being aware. Okay. Worrying is thinking thoughts. What am I doing? I'm thinking about stuff that might not even happen, but could happen. And I'm thinking about the future. Okay. May or may not happen. I'm just sitting here thinking things about I don't want to have happen. That's what worrying is. Then if we need to know, you know, that it's not something, I guess we just need to resolve that that it's something that we don't want to do, right? So if we can recognize it, we know that it's not good for us or the people around us. And so the next step is that we can apply these three steps. Okay. Quick recap. Determine the worst possible case scenario in the thing that we're worrying about. Step two is to resolve to accept that if the worst case scenario happens, accept it and know that you'll get through it. And step three is to take action to do everything within your control to make sure that that worst case scenario doesn't happen. Okay, that's the formula to stop worrying. If you implement these three steps, here's the deal. You will likely end up having more peace in your heart and in your mind, and you'll end up having less side effects, less of the negative side effects that worrying has on our mental and our physical health, and they are substantial. Hey, thank you for taking your time to be here with me today, and remember, you cannot fail if you don't ever stop chasing it.